A very good afternoon from the sports team. It is cricket to start this hour. The Proteas women have lost to India in the third match of their tri-series in Sri Lanka. India made a substantial 337 for 9 in their 50 overs, thanks to 123 from Jemima Rodriguez. In reply, the Proteas managed to get to 314 for 7, but unfortunately they fell 23 runs short. Captain Chloe Tryon made 67 of 43 balls. Henry Dirksen made 81 of 80 balls, but unfortunately that wasn't enough. The Proteas did also lose their skipper Laura Wolfart to illness before the match, which was a massive blow to the side. They do face Sri Lanka in the final match of the series on Friday. They are winless from their three games. And some football news now. Ahead of the massive second leg of the Champions League semi-final between Arsenal and PSG tonight, the Gunners will be out to overturn a narrow 1-0 deficit at the Parc des Princes this evening. Ousmane Dembele is fit for the Parisians, and he was the obvious difference last week, scoring the only goal in that one. The Gunners will welcome back Thomas Partey this evening, which could be a huge boost as they look to reach a first Champions League final since 2006. Gunners midfielder Declan Rice says that if they're at their best, they can definitely turn things around.
I think if we're the best versions of ourselves, and we know we can be that, you know, there's no stopping us getting into that final. You can't come into a semi-final away at Paris and not have that belief and, you know, courage that you're going to come here and win the game. So, yeah, we're ready and we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a really special night to be a part of.
Well, come on, the Arsenal. Let's hope that they can pull that one off. 9 p.m. kickoff in the French capital. We're going to finish with a bit of F1 news now. Alpine seem to be in a bit of turmoil at the moment. The French team has axed driver Jack Doohan just a few hours after the shock resignation of team principal Oliver Oakes earlier. Rookie Ozzie Doohan hasn't picked up a point yet this season, and Alpine 7 points have come from driver Pierre Gasly. This means that Argentine Franco Colapetino will race in the second Alpine seat starting at the Italian Grand Prix next week. The team said in a statement that they would reevaluate the situation before the British Grand Prix in July. That's all for this hour. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.